Many of us with a guide dog will be all too aware of the huge difference it can make to your independent mobility and your confidence. But one of the most difficult things that can happen is when our four-legged friends pass on. Yes, you train with another dog, but that bond is strong and people do feel it's a great deal. Joining me to talk more about this and a very special fundraising, I suppose it's a challenge in a way, is Lindsay Moore. Thanks for joining us, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
Now, tell me first of all, Lindsay, about Charlotte. She was your first guide dog. What kind of difference did she make to your life?
Charlotte made a huge difference. She was a retriever. She was just so full of life. Before she came along, I used to get quite anxious about walking into a room full of people. But with Charlotte by my side, we'd just light up a room. She gave me the confidence to take on new hobbies and to go out and start singing again. And she was just my best friend. So much more than my eyes. She was just the canine version of me, really.
And you lost Charlotte quite recently. That must have been really difficult.
Oh, it was awful. We got a shock diagnosis that Charlotte had lymphoma. We only noticed that something was wrong with her because I'd been coming back home from horse riding and she was getting out of the back of the car and she just winced. And she was a little bit reluctant for a few days afterwards to jump into a car. So we took her to the vets thinking that she might have just twisted one of her back legs or something to get the shock diagnosis. So 2 days after her 8th birthday, we had to let her go. And I've just never felt pain like it. It was just a guide dog owner's worst nightmare, really.
People who are dog owners will know what it's like to lose a dog. But there is, as you say, there's a very special, very strong bond between a guide dog owner and a dog, because there is that mix of your four-legged friend as that fun dog, but there's that independence as well, and it really sort of culminates in a different way.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, I've grown up with dogs, and my parents are boarders for guide dogs, so I'd seen a lot of guide dogs coming to my parents on their holidays, and I'd seen the flip side of how they can just be a dog. And we had a chocolate Labrador as well as a pet when Charlotte moved in. So both the husband and myself are huge dog lovers. And when we lost Charlotte, it wasn't just my independence and my best friend that I lost. It was also my husband's best friend, his walking companion. So it's not only just impacted myself, but my husband and all the friends that I'd made through having Charlotte have been very upset. And it's hard because everybody loved her. She was my guide dog, but she was everybody's best friend.
You have decided, though, to do something to keep her memory alive. And I suppose you could say thank you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Charlotte gave me the confidence to go out and sing again. I started singing and organising events to raise money and awareness for guide dogs. And off the back of it, I got back into singing semi-professionally again at weddings and local venues. And Charlotte used to love to sing along. And her favourite song was My Girl. So I decided to fundraise to name a guide dog puppy Charlotte in her memory. And I recorded an album, which I've called In Loving Memory of My Girl. And I just wanted to get a guide dog puppy in the world called Charlotte, just to keep her memory alive. It's given me a focus as well. And it's been a way of channeling my grief, really, because when I lost her, Alan, I've never felt pain like it. I can't describe it. I just felt like part of me had died as well. And all the confidence that she gave me and the way that she changed my life, all of a sudden, I just lost that overnight.
Did you have a target in mind then? I mean, how much is it to name a guide
dog? Just to name the puppy, I believe it's £2,500. My husband and myself wanted to name and meet the guide dog puppy Charlotte, which is £5,000.
So you're hoping there's going to be lots of Charlottes out there, really?
Yes, Charlotte was such an amazing dog. I used to call her Charlie as well. So, you know, maybe we could have Charlotte and Charlie. She would have loved all these people supporting guide dogs.
It's a lovely thing to remember about, you know, you're naming dogs. You could have a Charlie and, as you say, a Charlotte there. And there's an album that you've recorded and people can, you know, make a donation and download that album. So I suppose it's a really nice way, a different way, if you like, to remember someone who made such a difference to you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, singing was such a huge part of my time with Charlotte. We were together for just short of 6 years. And in that time, we raised quite a lot of money and awareness for the Guide Dogs charity. And also, I was asked to sing at parties and weddings and local venues. And it just seemed the right thing to do. And if anybody would like a copy of the CD, I have set up a Just Giving page, Alan, which is www.justgiving.com/fundraising/name-a-puppy-charlotte. So it is quite easy to remember.
Fantastic. Well, the best of luck with the fundraising. Let's hope there's lots more Charlies and Charlottes running about out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for telling me your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
A pleasure. Thank you.